Technology is so intertwined with our daily lives. It can seem like the end of the world when the technology can decide to fail. Everyone has horror stories of when they saw their life flash before them with a blue screen of death, or when they heard the ticking time bomb of a hard drive gone bad, or the grip of fear from a memory dump. However, there are unsung heroes in the technology world. They calmly deal with problems that would cripple a normal person. They are the superheroes in IT. We are going to talk to one now. For the sake of client anonymity, I would like you guys to meet it, the non-scary and technologically savvy it.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us tonight. I have a serious question, but I hear you also have some entertaining stories for us. Are there any measures you suggest that everyone try before calling tech support?
Generally, great ways to avoid a tech support call would be to open the user's manual, or sometimes just a simple reboot. A lot of software issues can be fixed that way.
In learning technologies, a challenge is determining what do students already know, figuring out their level of prior knowledge. Can you ever assume prior knowledge, or do you have to assume that everyone is a beginner?
Every call you have to assume the worst. Never assume that there's prior knowledge. It can very often cause for a lot of time wasted.
Rumor has it that you can not only sell speakers to a deaf man, but that you tell some pretty good tales. What are your two or three best stories from your job?
I'd have to say the best one was a tech support call where a lady called in, and I had to ask her to close all her windows, meaning the windows on the computer screen. After about a minute and a half, I hear a deep out-of-breath woman come back and say, "Well, it's going to get awfully hot in here, but I don't really see how this is going to help my computer." Another one, I guess, would have to be the gentleman that called and asked, "Where's my any key?" At which point I had to very calmly and politely tell him, "It means press any of the keys on your keyboard. You can never assume anything."
Now you have me hooked. We have time for one more story.
All right. So I guess one of the best ones is this nice lady that I had. It was a client of mine. She came in. She tells me, "I think I'm going to need you to come over. My computer won't turn on." So I, curious now, of course, have to ask, "Well, what happened?" She goes, "Well, it came up saying that there was viruses and cooties and stuff in there, so I put a bunch of Lysol on it and scrubbed it down real good, but now it won't turn back on." Well, you can guess how that turned out. Liquids and electronics don't go well together.
I guess you would need a sense of humor to stay sane. Thanks for the advice and the great stories. To everyone else, take good care of your technology. Take better care of it. Have a good night.